An auditorium at Carroll University in Waukesha nearly burst at the seams last night. It was filled with people hoping to weigh in on whether Waukesha should be allowed to divert Lake Michigan water. The city says the lake is the only reasonable alternative to its radium-tainted aquifer system. The state's DNR concurs and is holding a three-hearing set to let the public testify. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz attended last night's meeting and is here in the studio to fill us in. Hi, Susan.
Hello, Mitch.
What was on folks' mind last night?
Well, it was very much that tug and pull, people saying this diversion is the appropriate move. The DNR is telling us it's approvable, and others saying, wait a minute, we don't think this concurs with the Great Lakes Compact for one, and we have multiple issues. It gets to be so nuanced. I mean, there are rivers, obviously. Right now, Waukesha sends its return water that's been treated down the Fox River. And Lynn Preston lives on that river. She's concerned about, okay, what if that stops flowing down the river? What does that mean to the Fox and to the environment?
I live on the edge of the Vernon Marsh in the town of Muguanago, so I actually wouldn't be within the water compact area, probably about 300 feet away from it. But I don't like the idea of setting this precedent of taking water when you're not actually in the watershed. But, you know, I was torn because I don't want shallow wells draining the marsh or affecting the Fox River and all the wildlife. So I just feel like conservation and other ways of treating the water might be a better option.
Then Dave Fowler was there. He has the Root River on his mind. That would be the Waukesha's choice for returning its Lake Michigan water back to Lake Michigan. He is a resident of the city of Franklin, serves on its plan commission, and he's concerned about the impacts of that return to the Root's quality and quantity.
And I should mention that the quantity that they're adding could benefit the river, because they are correct. During low flow conditions, the Root River is very low, and so this would become a stable water source. But any sewage treatment plant can make that statement that they're increasing the flow. I just want to make sure that the quality of our resource, these national resources in the city of Franklin, which we have some of the strongest ordinances, which sometimes preclude developers from coming into our community because they don't like some of those strong ordinances. Here we are allowing a discharge that may or may not benefit our resource, and I would just like a commitment, if this gets approved, that they are going to do some things to go above and beyond and mitigate so that we don't have to suffer a resource degradation as their drinking water is. I mean, I fully support their desire for clean drinking water, but I would like them to fully support my desire to protect the resources in the city of Franklin.
Okay, Susan, I gather one of the people who also commented on Waukesha's application represented the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative.
That's right. Its program manager, Simon Belisle, spoke on the organization's behalf. It's a binational organization that came to life about 12 years ago. It has 117 member cities. It gets involved with things like trying to combat the Asian carp, like so many people are, from, you know, staying out of the Great Lakes or not penetrating. Also cultivating best practice for water policy in their cities. Belisle said the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative voted earlier this month, actually on August 6th, in opposition of Waukesha's application to divert water, and he explains why.
Because of the precedent-setting nature and the fact that there's evidence that it could be done without Great Lakes water. The service area is also a concern because it could be contrary to the compact, but also a potential opportunity for water to be sold, which is something that our mayors are not comfortable with. The main concern would be the perception, at least to our mayors, that this water could be used for cities that are not Waukesha and that have not shown the need for it or that have not made themselves allowable under the compact to receive such water.
Belisle referenced the service area. What is he referring to?
Yeah, that's one of the key elements, I think, Mitch, and that is that right now Waukesha serves essentially the city of Waukesha. It maintains that under state statutes, and other agree with this, that they need to plan ahead. That means what their maximum service area should be, and that's why they're asking for so much water per day. Todd Ames, took up the topic during his testimony. He heads Healing Our Waters, Great Lakes Coalition, but said he was speaking for himself last night. He knows the Great Lakes Compact really intimately. He served as administrator for Wisconsin's Water Division, and at that time served with a small team that represented Wisconsin as the compact was being developed. So Ames' comments get a little technical, but he argues that Waukesha's application to divert Lake Michigan water is based on the premise that it is able to qualify not as a city but as an extended sewer service area and can therefore serve more customers that will need more water.
The phrase in both the compact and the state implementing legislation says city, town, or equivalent thereof. What I was reminding people in my testimony is that the whole basis for that term, equivalent thereof, was an extensive discussion, especially when the compact was being developed, about how you could come up with a term that captured those things in the rest of the Great Lakes Basin that are neither cities nor towns. That's the whole purpose for that phrase. It is not so that an already existing city or town can decide that it is now an equivalent thereof. And should just look at what the current city of Waukesha need to be able to provide potable water to their residents. A very important thing that they need to do. But as has been pointed out at the hearing tonight, they can achieve that through treatment of their existing wells, something that 40 communities in Wisconsin have already done to meet their radium compliance needs under federal law. And it sure seems to me that Waukesha ought to be able to do something similar, particularly when it appears that doing that treatment would cost relatively half what the cost would be of this pipeline to return the water to Lake Michigan.
Now, I assume you heard from more than just critics and people expressing their concerns about Waukesha's application.
Definitely. The mayor of Waukesha spoke first, along with the former mayor, a number of council persons, representatives from some of those smaller municipalities that would be folded into the plan. Suzanne Kelly, for one, said that the Waukesha County Business Alliance fully backs the Waukesha proposal. She's its president.
We have had our policy committees, policy board, and our board of directors have really examined the issue over many years and strongly support the city's application for diversion. We have thousands of our member businesses employ people who either live or work in Waukesha. Very simply, we believe that companies and their workers should have access to safe and healthy water.
Now, who were some of the other notable people that were there?
Peter Annan was there. I know you know, and many people know him. He's an expert on the Great Lakes, a respected environmental journalist. He wrote the book, The Great Lakes Water Wars, and says that Waukesha's application process is going to be folded into the update he's writing. He didn't queue up for public comment. He was busy taking notes for his update. But he shared this perspective on the Great Lakes Compact and the significance of the Waukesha decision.
The guiding force behind the compact was to try and take politics out of water management decisions here, create a standard by which water diversion applications could be judged and either approved or disproved based on the letter of the law. And, you know, we'll see what happens with Waukesha's water diversion application. And I think no matter what the decision is, there will be people who will be arguing that there were politics involved. But hopefully the system's more transparent than it used to be and that citizens feel like they have a voice in influencing the decision-making process. And hopefully the compact will represent a new era in water management in the Great Lakes Basin that is a role model for international water management for other countries around the world.
So that was environmental journalist Peter Annan. I gather, Susan, there are a couple more public hearings coming up.
That's right. Today at 1 o'clock in Milwaukee at the Zilber School of Public Health, and then 5:30 this evening in Racine at the Downtown Masonic Center. People can also still comment by mail or online until August 28th. And the DNR is telling us that they plan to publish the final decision for the state in December. If it's approved, it moves on to the Great Lakes states and the Canadian provinces.
Still a lot of the story yet to be told.
A lot.
Susan, thank you.
Thank you.
Susan Benz is WUWM's environmental reporter. You'll find links to more of our coverage of water issues at WUWM.com.